Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WIP. Every afternoon on your FYP, man. Big Justice can sing. He that guy's golden throat.
Generational talent.
Yep.
The WIP. You just call him?
Golden throat.
Wow. Golden throat.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one before. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, maybe.
The hammer is real, for real.
Should have skipped maybe that one. That one. It's the WIBF.
Are we giving out an award?
Rod's like, man, this show is getting further and further.
Yes.
Away from where it's supposed to be at.
You wanted it. You asked me to come back, Rod. All right. It is, did I even say what show it is? This is Ike Spike and Frisk, WIBF Afternoon Show. It
golden
is,
throats.
It's, we're all golden throats. It is.
No, no, we aren't.
Yeah.
Oh, we aren't.
It's On the Record Friday. We need to know from you how you're feeling about the offensive line or defensive line. Go on the record. I have gone on the record and said they're going to be fine. Ike needs to see it to believe it. Mm-hmm. Jack terrified of the depth. But I think they're going to be okay. And today you go on the record. It counts when you go on the record. The Twitter question is related. It is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. How worried are you about the Eagles' defensive line? Very worried, semi-worried, or not worried at all? What do you think percentage on very worried is?
It's Friday.
Yep.
I don't think people are very worried. So I'll go, let's go 44%.
15%.
15?
15% very worried.
Not worried at all.
58% semi.
Okay.
And not worried 27%.
So semi-worried.
You'd say semi. Yeah, that's semi, where you
yeah,
are, right?
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned.
Yep.
I will say this, though. Even though the Eagles probably aren't going to do this, at least not in the foreseeable future, but it'd be interesting when we get to that bye week. And
they're not getting pressure.
Yeah, they're not getting pressure.
Go get a guy.
Yeah, man. Guys out there, you may need to bring a Randy Gregory in here or someone that can give you something else off the edge.
Or is there a team by the bye week whose quarterback is injured and the season is now gone and they have a guy that they haven't paid yet,
right,
who's on the last year of his deal? Maybe there's a guy out there that they can trade for, you know?
Not even. I'll tell you what I would look for. Since Bryce Huff is such a pass rush specialist, right, and he's used to playing limited snaps, I wouldn't be surprised if they would look for an end who could be a first and second down type of end, and then you just put Huff in his
third down
natural role.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to – if they're not going to worry about the money they spent on him and force him out there to play as many snaps, then just put him in his natural role as a specialist, pass rush specialist.
Well, we – you know, as far as Huff, it's actually a similar thing as we talk about with Jalen. is one thing that will help Huff is if this team can get out to leads.
Right.
Because if you can
Penny can pin his ears back.
Yeah, and the other team is in a position where they're passing a lot. Mm-hmm. That will, you know, I could imagine Bryce Huff on the 2022 team being an animal, you know?
Man, that's what everybody was eating.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
All those jokers over there.
If they can go up 10-0 on the Falcons on Monday night, you know, something like that. All right, 215-592-9494. He got cut off. Yaz in Newtown. Yaz, are you go on the record, worried or not worried?
What's up, guys? Man, I'm a little upset. My call got cut. I was on a roll.
You were.
But like I said, I'm really worried. You know, I think that 15% on the Twitter poll is way too low. I think a lot of people should be worried because we need to start taking accountability for the defensive line. They can't play the way they did last Friday, or it's going to be a repeat of last year. The defense starts with the D line. If we can't get to the damn quarterback, then our secondary is just going to keep allowing the big plays.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see something from Bryce Huff. And where's Nolan Smith? I feel like I just need something from him. Like, please.
Can I be honest with you on the Nolan Smith thing? I know he played a ton of snaps. I'm no expert. He's too small. I don't see, and he doesn't have any moves. The only thing that Nolan Smith does is try to run fast around the guy, and he's small. I just feel like he can't get off blocks.
Why would he be a first round pick?
Yeah, well, I didn't pick him. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's draft record has no mistakes on it, but
sure.
Howie's got some high round mistakes on his draft record.
Yeah,
and
that was thankfully for Nolan Smith and Howie, that wasn't his only pick in the first round
that year. Yep,
right.
Yep,
so
yep.
You got Jalen Carter, and Nolan Smith was sort of the luxury pick.
Yep. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, doesn't feel like much luxury right now.
No, it's the Hugh Douglas luxury style. You know, you don't need it. Yes, give us a notable bald person.
All right. I'm going to say the one bright spot in our defense so far this year is Zach Bond. I think that guy is a great balded man.
that's his notable bald guy.
Yeah, is Zach Bond.
Zach
that's a
Bond.
Good one.
Okay.
You know, it's the thing with football. I don't think I've ever seen Zach Bond without a helmet. I can't think of when I've seen
his profile picture.
That's all
I've
seen.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen
right.
his profile. And I think he did. Did he do a press conference?
He's done one. We're doing,
I think he might have did an initial one, I think.
He did that, but he also was in the RV with.
Oh, okay. That's where I must have seen him. Yeah, he was in the RV.
Oh, he's bald and beautiful.
Yeah.
Was he in the RV with us at any point?
No, believe it or not.
We didn't get to the RV.
Huh. Yeah. For
weird.
No interviews.
That's weird.
Interesting.
That's weird.
You said no interviews. That's right. I forgot. We got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just now starting to get over that. Now you're just reminded
now?
Me
yeah.
that. Yeah,
man, I'm not going to be over it.
We didn't get anything.
It's the best show. Haven't you been on the station like 20 years?
Yeah, believe me.
I don't know.
This is something Rod needs to handle.
Yeah, like Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What up, Chris?
Hey, happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
What up, Chris? Ride a long face.
What's that?
I said ride a long face.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm calm. I'm not my usually revved up self. But, because, you know, we're talking about something a little sad here, right? We're talking about our defensive line, and I'm very concerned because more particular, I don't want to say D-line because that's not fair to the interior.
Right,
the interior,
right.
Where I have confidence. It's on the edge. I mean, guys, Nolan Smith, I mean, I feel like he should change his name to Marcus Smith because, like, the guy's a ghost. He's on a milk carton somewhere. Like, he never shows up anywhere. And then, you know, Huff, like, okay, I was all excited when we got him. You know, my brother-in-law is a huge Giants fan, so I, like, rubbed it in his face because he really wanted him. And the guy, he hasn't really shown, and what makes me very lacking in faith in him is the fact that Vic Fangio doesn't have faith in him. So,
yeah,
that gives me a lot of cause for concern. Again, thankfully, I feel like because that interior is so strong, we could probably get away with it, but somebody's got to show up somewhere.
And I'll tell you what else we ought to be thankful for, Chris, and that's BG.
Yes.
Because, listen, God bless him. I don't know how long he's going to be able to last out there playing. The amount of snaps that he may have to play. But quite frankly, he's the only one that I actually do trust out there on the early downs. If I got to have somebody out there to help me stop the run and set the edge and do those types of things, I'd rather have BG out there.
The fact that they have him out there for that many snaps.
Yeah, it's not good.
Place, That's not good.
You know, though, there is, obviously, you should be able to, you should have to earn your time on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet that Fangio errs on the side of, he can probably count on BG to be exactly where he's supposed
no
to
doubt.
Be.
Yes.
And he would rather, and I don't blame him for this. Everybody's just trying to do the best job they can, but
right.
he would probably rather some guy who he knows is going to execute it the way that he's asking him to execute it, as opposed to somebody like Huff, who is probably not there yet. So I go back and forth on whether I'd just be like, can you just throw him out there and let him figure it out? The same way that you're talking about with Quinyon Mitchell.
Right.
Or he's leaning on a guy as sort of a safety blanket in terms of BG because he will. But I go back and forth on how on whether make it difficult for Huff to get on the field. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But then part of me is like, BG's not going to be here next year.
Here's the thing. And I can agree with that a little bit. The difference with Quinyon Mitchell is that I think they view Quinyon Mitchell, or they can envision what he is out there at the cornerback position, and it's just his first year, and they like what they see from him out there. His is just more about getting experience of playing. But I'll liken the Bryce Huff situation to the Devin White situation. Vic Fangio is going to play the players that he thinks gives him the best chance to call a successful defense. So what has happened in those two positions, Brandon or whomever has outplayed Bryce Huff enough to be out there more. And luckily, that's a position that you can rotate, or I don't know how much Bryce Huff would be out there. And far as the linebackers goes, I would say the same thing. Nakobe has outplayed Devin White. And so Vic Fangio is saying, well, why wouldn't I play the kid that gives me the better chance, who understands the defense, he's in the right place where he's supposed to be, and he makes plays, versus forcing a guy out here just because we gave him money?
Sure. I think the difference would be, and this isn't what Vic Fangio is paid to do, it's what Howie's paid to do.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Devin White, I understand the comparison. Devin White, probably not going to be here next year.
Right.
The odds one-year flyer.
Yep.
They didn't treat Bryce Huff like a one-year flyer player, in that there's part of it that is like, look, we look at this guy as a building block.
Mm-hmm.
He's now, look, it's been one game. We'll see what happens if he's successful Friday night.
They evaluate him in practice.
Yes. Because
you got to remember, they want him out there.
Absolutely. All of them want him out there.
Yeah, so the fact that he's not there says
he's not earned it.
Yes.
Hey, Chris, give us a notable
bald
person.
Yeah, a very notable bald person. She was part of the controversy of the slap heard round the world. How about Jada Pinkett Smith?
It's a good one.
Oh, that's a very good one, Chris.
It's a good one, Chris.
Did not expect that one. That's a good one.
It's a good one. Now, and of
that's
course,
a good one.
Her baldness, somebody pointed this out on Twitter, her baldness is the reason for, now, if the slap is real, if the punch is real.
It's not, but it's okay, yeah.
If it were,
yes.
It was a joke about her baldness that created the fight.
Yeah, G.I. Jane.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's
alopecia.
A good one. Yeah, that's
that's a great one.
It's a great answer.
It's a great one, yes, and very notable.
Yes, and the first ones that pop into your head for a lot of people are likely men that are bald, but there are several notable bald women over the years.
I agree.
So even current.
And G.I. Jane does not count. That was a character.
Right, and that was Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. No, no, she is not a bald person.
No,
she shaved her head for one role.
Yes.
Now, could you say, like, there are some cartoons that are bald?
Oh, I don't mind cartoons.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I don't mind it.
Right.
It'd be real or fake.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What do you mean? The baldness?
Well, they could be like real people. Well, yeah, sure.
No, yeah, we could.
I guess these actors in movies are fake.
What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I know what you're saying. Yes.
Like fictional.
Yes.
Fictional is the word you're looking for, right, Jack? Not fake?
Yeah, animated, the cartoon. It's real for the purpose of...
Yes, it is.
Yes, they're the character.
I don't want to take anybody off the board, right. But there is a famous bald cartoon.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Jack, are you all right in there?
Yeah.
He's not a cartoon guy either.
Nah, serious business only.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm talking about when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I don't watch cartoons now. Do we have Nick? We have Nick in a moment? We do. All right. Oh, is that on you, too? It
what
is.
What the hell? Did you forget it was Friday?
It's on him.
Jesus.
It's unbelievable.
This dude.
Yeah.
Surprise. Listen.
It's Miss Phil's Mets, dude.
Man, listen, man.
Phil, what are you... It's Phil's Mets.
No, I know.
Dude, you're not playing.
Don't tell me that. No, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a good vibe Friday. Okay. Kind of forgetting to do the job sometimes.
Is he there? Is he not
there? He's there.
Nick, are you there? Nick's there, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. On the line, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, you can listen to You Better You Bet by getting it wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. How are we feeling, Nick?
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you. By the way, Spike, the best Linkin Park song is Paper Cut. Happy Friday.
It is a great song. I don't think it's the best song, but it is a great song. First song on Hybrid Theory,
that
I believe.
Right. Which might be like my favorite album of like my high school days. Absolutely tremendous.
I am very excited for the Linkin Park.
I don't care.
And get out of here, Fritz. You're not a music man. Now, before...
How about this to Jack, who texts me his parlay every week? Guess what, Jack? Play the soundbite.
Oh! You're supposed to be an expert. I thought we were friends.
Hold on, Nick. You mean to tell me he's texting you?
He texted me last night his parlay, like, that's going to lose because Khalil Shakir doesn't score a touchdown. Like, I care at all when he texts Jack's parlay.
That's not what you texted me back. You said it could definitely happen.
Well, yeah. Well, I was trying to be nice to you. I also don't care at all.
That is awesome.
I'm glad that he remembers to text you at night.
You're
but doesn't
to get insider information, man. What are you doing?
Well, by the way, can't remember to call him for our radio show.
Well, he checked in already.
All right, okay.
No, to be fair, Jack always, I'll give Jack, he always texts me early in the day, 2:42 exclamation points.
Don't give him credit.
Thank you.
He's at the worst hour he's
it's
had
been
as producer.
Jack hour, yeah. Being completely honest.
So, Nick, before we get to the best bets and your Eagles pick or whatever, I'm going to have to always check in on you for Giants temperature. Now, the Daniel Jones performance in week one, can you think of a Giants quarterback performance that was worse than that one?
Yeah, last year, Daniel Jones in week one.
It was very bad week
one. I mean, I've been watching the Giants for 30 years. I mean, I suffered through Dave Brown, suffered through Kent Graham. I mean, Jesse Palmer? People don't remember. Before Jesse Palmer hosted The Bachelor, he was the Giants quarterback. It was so bad that it got the Giants into position to trade for Eli Manning in 2004. So yeah, it was really bad. I mean, look, if you want, I can like blow my top on the Giants. It's just
you don't have to yet. We got a whole season.
I got my first career sack against Kent Graham.
Oh, really?
I would say this, that my favorite thing about the Giants this season, and let me tell you something, man. Eagles fans should love this, is the fact that all like the tweets from the Giants, when all the beat writers tweet all the negative things about how bad and stupid the team is, it's all hashtagged Giants 100. So it's like it's the 100th year. So it's like instead of thinking about, you know, Phil Simms and Bill Parcells, instead we're thinking about Daniel Jones skipping balls off the ground like he's spelunking rocks off water at a lake. So here's like Daniel Jones intercepted, hashtag Giants 100. What a joke.
Yeah, the Giants, what a way to honor 100 years of Giants football with.
They should just show Herman Edwards running into the end zone. Like, that's how they should honor Giants 100.
Yes, not this year. Not by honoring this year. So, before we get to your best bets, we're asking you to pick a game that's Monday. However, Eagles -6.5 at home Monday night against the Falcons. What are you thinking?
It's a really, really, and this is not trying to be a cop-out here, it's a really difficult game to predict because we don't know, like, what Kirk Cousins we're going to get. Cousins in week one, for people that didn't see, I'm sure Eagles fans know this because it's your opponent this week and probably have an idea of what he did last week. Like, couldn't move in the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And now I think people are starting to connect the dots. Like, the Falcons didn't play Michael Penix at all in the preseason, and people were wondering why. Well, maybe it's because the Falcons knew that Kirk Cousins was going to be, like, physically very limited coming out of the gate, and they had to keep Penix healthy. So they ran all their plays out of the shotgun or the pistol. Normally, Cousins is someone who's, like, good when you get him into motion. Think about him playing in, like, the Kyle Shanahan scheme. He did none of that last week. So if the game starts on Monday and Cousins can't move, he's going to be a sitting duck, obviously, for the Eagles' pass rush, and he's not going to be able to, you know, get any torque, you know, going off that Achilles to be able to push the ball down the field, in which case, I think the Eagles are going to slam them. But there's video from Cousins yesterday, Thursday at practice, where he looks decent, like moving with the football. And if the game starts and Cousins looks okay, then the point spread's probably a little bit too high, and I would like to bet on Atlanta. So the way I'm going to play this game, guys, in lieu of giving you a pick before the game, I honestly think you need to wait to see how Cousins looks early and then live bet this game. I don't like to give advice like that, but I don't know how the starting quarterback on one of the teams is going to look. So that's how I would recommend playing the game.
Well, honestly, I appreciate you telling if you don't think there's a good side there and you don't have enough information, I'd rather you say that than telling people what to bet either way.
I would, if I had to bet the game, Spike, I would lay the Eagles because I do think they're a lot better than Atlanta regardless, but it does feel like the spread is a little too big based off what we saw in week one, and we don't necessarily know that what we saw in week one will carry over for the Falcons into week two.
All right, so for this weekend, give us your best games for this weekend.
Oh, can I give you just one award thought that impacts the Eagles quickly?
Sure.
And then I'll give you some bets for this weekend.
Yeah.
So last night, and we don't have to, there's not enough time to talk about the Tua situation, which is brutal, obviously. But as a result of Tua getting hurt, getting concussed, I don't think Tyreek Hill can ever win Offensive Player of the Year now. And if you look in the betting market for Offensive Player of the Year and award betting, Saquon Barkley is one of the co-favorites in this market, like right next to Tyreek Hill. Now, like, the push went 1-for-3 on Friday night, and like I think to me, like, if that's going to be what this is going to be, then I think Saquon's going to score a lot of touchdowns this year. And I'm saying that as a Giants fan, right? So if you're an Eagles fan, you think Saquon's going to have a monster year. Maybe you like Justin Jefferson, somebody else. Just that one of the co-favorites in an award market can't win. So I would like pick your horse and look to make a bet sooner rather than later, because Skylar Thompson's going to be throwing the ball moving forward here in the near future, at least for the Miami Dolphins.
I don't know, Nick, but I was told Will Shipley could have scored on that play.
Well, I mean, I could have scored on that play. Okay. Am I wrong?
No. Well, on that play, yes. On that one play, yes, you're right.
Yes.
All right. Give me the best bets. Now, that is a good heads up, by the way.
I'll give you two that I really like.
Okay.
Number one, I love the Raiders to cover the Sunday on the road in Baltimore against the Ravens. So Baltimore,
really?
Oh, yeah. So this was 10. That was crazy. It's like when people say, oh, Vegas knows. Really? Why'd they open 10? It's 8.5 now. Stupid opening number. So we all watched Baltimore in the season opener against Vegas, and a lot of things that a lot of people said, including me, came to fruition in that first game, which is Baltimore's offensive line is going to be a lot worse this season, at least to start, losing 3/5 of the starting offensive line from Lamar's MVP season last year. Did anyone watch that game? We all watched it, right? Did anyone think that Baltimore's offensive line looked good?
No.
Lamar's running for his life the entire game. It's a horizontal passing offense. Like, the average depth of target is like 2 yards down the field for Lamar in that game. Okay, now let's take it to this Sunday. How do we think that's going to go against Max Crosby, Christian Wilkins, and the Raiders pass rush? So for me, this is like less about me liking the Raiders and Antonio Pierce, who's like taking football back to the Stone Ages. But, you know, you like a coach like that who's going to punt and kick field goals, betting a huge underdog, right? Because you're not going to put you in a bad field position and going to take points when it's available. Give me the Raiders plus the 8.5 on Sunday in Baltimore against the Ravens. Hmm. And second one. Despite everything that I've said about my hideous, disgraceful, pathetic football team, hashtag Giants 100, the Giants are better than the Commanders. Like, they are better than Washington, minus quarterback. Jaden Daniels, obviously better than Daniel Jones. Do you know who else thinks so? The Giants. They told you so in Hard Knocks. Like, great piece of organizational decision-making that was. But the Giants are better. Washington has no offensive line. This should be a big sexy dexy Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau game. The Washington secondary made Baker Mayfield look like prime Joe Montana on Sunday. I actually think this is a game where Daniel Jones can have some success, and I think it's a blow-up spot for rookie Giants receiver Malik Nabers, 65.5 receiving yards. I like him to go way over that. I think he hits 100. I think the Giants go into Washington. WTF game, wrong team favored. Giants win on Sunday in Washington.
Well, and the good news for bettors on that side is Nabers is going to, or Daboll said that Nabers is going to play. There was a little
He's cleared.
Yeah.
Yep. He's cleared to play. Good to go.
Yep. He was on the Giants injury report with a knee, but it seems like he's going to be all right. You got a prop you love this weekend?
I'll give you one in that same game. Wandale Robinson last week for the Giants, is a Giants slot receiver, had 12 targets, 12, six catches for 44 yards. Daniel Jones was horribly inaccurate. But against like a Brian Flores defense that's blitzing the you-know-what out of him, right? If that's going to be what this is and Wandale's going to go, even if it's, let's say, eight targets a game, his receiving yards prop is 34.5. The Commanders have no one that can cover him. I would like the Wandale Robinson over. And I haven't seen what it is yet. I can actually look now, or if you guys have it up, for the Eagles game on Monday night. Mm-hmm. When we talked last week, I talked about Devontae Smith probably being the slot receiver in the Kellen Moore offense. I was right about that. Mm-hmm. And he was great in that role. Devontae Smith's receiving yards prop on Monday night is 59.5.
Wow.
A.J. Brown's is 77.5. I don't think the chasm between the two should be that wide. Love Devontae Smith. If we're going to line Devontae Smith the first numbers of five, I'll bet the over every single week in this new role in this offense.
Well, we appreciate you honoring the Giants 100 years by coming on with us every week.
Hashtag Giants 100. Love it.
Hashtag Giants 100. All right, Nick.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, man. You can get Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, and also our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and you can get You Better You Bet, which is a lot of gambling content, like 3 hours, 4 hours every single day. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts.
I am wondering, you know, that Giants Commanders line is just 1.5 Commanders.
Yeah.
Eh, that's a giant line.
It's a giant line if the Commanders also looked bad in week one.
Nobody looks as bad as the Giants.
Yeah.
Nobody looks as bad as the Giants.
I will say this. I do have that game in my best bets.
Yeah, that might be one of the Giants picks. Still. That might be one of those ones they win by a field goal.
Coming up next, we will continue On the Record Friday. You can continue to go on the record about the defensive line, but we do have the next On the Record topic, which is Jalen. And there's a big baseball series this weekend.
That's right.
Against the hottest team in baseball, the New York Mets are in town to play the Phillies, so we must do a High Hopes Jackie baseball report. That is all next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.